I'm in the studio with Norman Doucette. Norman, it's such a pleasure to meet you. You're new to me.
Yeah, you're new to me too. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Actually, how we came to meet up was that my good friend, Chef Franken, who runs the open stage at Whispers, gave me a call and said, you know, you have to hear this guy, Norman Doucette. And he says, if you're interested in doing a radio show with somebody who's really interesting, I would highly recommend him.
Uh-oh.
And so that was kind of cool. And so Chef actually brought over your CD for me, and I've given it a listen. And I thought, wow, like, you've got a lot of stories.
Yeah.
You've lived a lot of life.
Yeah, yeah.
So who is Norman Doucette?
Okay,
where have you been, and what have you been doing?
From the East Coast, okay, and just sort of like banged around all of Canada, I guess, doing music and swinging the hammer and various occupations, you know, from coast to coast to coast. Played a lot of clubs, bars, and institutions, jails, hospitals, churches, basements. And
how'd you get those jail gigs?
Well, I worked maximum security also for criminally insane and some heavy stuff.
Wow, that is heavy.
Yeah, yeah, but they all like piano, and You Are My Sunshine hits everybody the same way, I think, you know? Doesn't matter where you're from. So it's coming out in songs, and I don't know if it's a blessing or a curse or an obsession or an addiction, but it keeps coming at me, and so I'll let it come.
You've got a real turn of phrase. Like, the words that come out in your lyrics are very colorful. You know, you describe a situation in a way that makes me visualize it when I hear it. I actually pulled out my pad when I was listening to your CD, yeah, because there were so many visions. You mentioned the mission a few times in a few different songs. There's one song where you talk about, you know, two TVs, tents and trailers, knapsacks and motorhome. And and I thought, okay, this is a guy who's done some traveling. And then a really great line in one of the next songs, from the pulpit to the prison, to the doorsteps of Rome. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then later on you say, from the pulpit to the prison,
I heard
the bells moan.
Yeah.
And you talk about false were the gods of the youth that I trusted.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
Where's this? This is coming from your travels.
Well, I worked in Native communities, and I've seen a lot of distortions that have been passed on to them, you know. I have many Native friends, and a lot of not so great stuff that took place there with, you know, residential schools and that. And I heard the bells moan. Yeah, you know, it needs to be shaken up a bit, I think. You know, and false were the gods of youth did I trust in. Well, you know, we all believe in certain things, and then we see the hypocrisy in it sometimes. And I guess it came out in that song, and it came out very fast, that song. It was a fast song. It came out in about, I finished the song 15, 20 minutes on my way to the studio. And the last verse, it wasn't completed till about 2:30 in the morning. I didn't know. There was one part there that said, marry the saints, I questioned their ways, and it was too tacky, and then bang, it would hit me at night that vipers lurked around panes of stained glass.
Wow.
And I said, that's good, I like that. And bang, it's finished.
Well, I'd like to play that cut from your album, Some Mother's Son. This is the third cut, from the pulpit to the prison, and you're listening to Norman Doucette on the Saturday Morning Show here at CKCU.
The judge in the courthouse sounded the gavel. From the steeple in the schoolyard I heard the bells moan. There'll be peace in the valley when the pulpit meets the prison. From the pulpit to the prison to the doorsteps of Rome. From the pulpit to the prison I heard the bells moan. The first verse unfolded, the sun has sank. The next verse is yours, you fill in the blanks. Oh, blessed be the child where the gavel has tolled. From the pulpit to the prison, I heard the bells moan. From the pulpit to the prison, I heard the bells moan. False were the gods of youth that I trust in. Vipers that lurked around the panes of stained glass. And if the bell rings, I'm up like the boxer. Fighter of demons that haunt till this day. And the fighter of demons, they haunt me today. There'll be peace in the valley when the pulpit meets the prison. From the pulpit to the prison, I heard the bells moan. From the pulpit to the prison, I heard the bells moan.
So just in sort of back to talking about your way with lyrics and... you know, I was mentioning that I wrote down some notes as I was listening to your CD. If loving you comes easy, how come it took so long? Like that again. That's the title cute. Of the song is "Loving You Comes Easy," and
yeah,
that was fun. Like,
that's cute. Yeah,
yeah.
Never thought about it.
It's a really neat, again, a neat image.
It should have happened a long time ago. If it's this easy, right?
Yeah. Was it the idea of how come I haven't met you before, or I've known you all this long, and how come I didn't?
Yeah, a little bit of both, I think, but. Yeah, I think I've known you all this long. Yeah.
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 Yeah, it's a great song. It's a great song.
No, but it is. It's fun to have this.
Rolling up the rim at Tim's, you know, it's kind of Canadian.
Very, very. Well, and it kind of also brought me back to thinking about, well, just the whole idea of Tim Hortons. It gives me an idea of the troops, too, you know. And yeah. There's somewhere in some of your songs you actually mention about, well, there's another one that's really, really strong. You mentioned about, you know, don't wrap me in a flag.
Yeah.
You know, and wow, that's...
Yeah, that's a powerful statement.
That's a powerful statement.
It just freezes the whole thing to, you know, what's this nonsense?
Do you have experience at that? Like, were you in the forces for a while?
I thankfully, I only lasted 20 minutes. Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, I was very interested. I loved watching the parades, you know, as a kid. And then I joined this here, the reserves, and I got a uniform and looked really sharp. And I went to the Legion. This was in St. Thomas. We moved in St. Thomas. I think I was about 17. And I was about 2 or 3 minutes late. And I leaned on this card table that was full of guns and bullets and ammunition, and it went flying. It was a domino effect. There was about a dozen tables that went down with it. And he screamed at me, and I didn't like that, so I walked out. whoever the guy was, the sergeant or whatever they called themselves. And that was the length of my... I thanked the domino effect for not joining. Let's just see you later.
Yeah. Well, that's a powerful... powerful song. And so actually what I'd like to do is maybe just back to back play both those songs.
I love you too.
From
thank
this
you.
From this track, because
it's one of my, they're both my favorite songs actually. And
really,
of course,
eh?
Angel with a Broken Heel is a beautiful song.
Yeah, that's a beautiful song too. Yeah. So let's listen to from Norman Doucette's album Some Mother's Son. We're going to listen to first Lovin' You Comes Easy and then Some Mother's Son.
Loving you comes easy. How come it took so long? Down the trend in Canada, my shoes and boots have gone. From coast to coast, I've chased love's ghost. But then you came along, and loving you comes easy. How come it took so long? I've been rolling up the rim at Tim's and bought 649. I come back empty-handed. It happens every time. But my luck has been changing since the Queen of Hearts came on. And loving you comes easy. How come it took so long? Tonight upon the Beaufort Sea, the moon is full, I feel a pull of a heartbeat next to me. And my thirsty boots, they've been set loose, they're loose to ramble on. And loving you comes easy, how come it took so long? Now loving you comes easy, how come it took so long? And seen the whale spout, but the fish have all gone like the tides that roll out. So I'm off to Alberta to work the tar sand, or I'll carry a gun to Afghanistan. Oh, mother, dear mother, the bank took me boat. No more will you see her sail the east coast. For the waters are empty and no fish do they hold. I'm off to Alberta, I'm gone down the road. Flag for me when I leave. leave home. Oh, mother, dear mother, I'm cold and alone. But don't wrap me in it if I fire a gun. In some other land, at some other's sun. Greyhound when she passes by. Cause he's off to Alberta to put oil in the drum. He's off to Alberta, he's some mother's son. Don't wrap the flag around me if I fire a gun. In some foreign land, at some mother's son.
So we're just talking about where someone could buy your songs, Norman, and you were mentioning it's at Compact Music, but also online they can get it at CD Baby and
Amazon, iTunes, and probably some other websites have got it now also.
Yeah. And how do you get your music into ringtones?
I have no idea. They do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So like it just happened one day you found out?
Yeah.
Must be through iTunes, I guess. Eh?
Well, I my friend Quentin Meek did that for me. He fixed it up where it was going to be on CD Baby. And then CD Baby can branch off to other areas to promote your CD.
Right.
So I've had some sales in Holland. And
It's a neat feeling, eh?
It's a neat feeling, yeah.
It's
paid for itself now, the admission of it, the administration of it. And so now it'll be gravy if people decide to. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So you've had I'm just sort of going back to your life and lifestyle. You've had a lot of different careers, it sounds like, and you've done a lot of traveling.
I have, yeah.
What's next? Or what's happening now?
More careers and more traveling. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a number of occupations, I guess, but there's more out there to have. You know, and there's more places to see. I've seen all of Canada, I don't know how many times, from coast to coast, and most of the states, and Africa. I've been to Africa and a few other places, and it's just so big, man. There's so much things to do and see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm totally with you there.
So I got an old motorhome there now. I'm thinking about hitting the road, going across the country and doing small venues, you know. Just small towns. I don't want to hit the big towns, and you know, sell some CDs enough to pay the gas and hit her up to Nuvik. And by that time, I would have, by certain, created a new CD. And I'll take a picture of the motor home. And as I'm going across, I'll have people sign their name on it. There'll be two big peace signs on the motor home, I think.
That's
and
great.
Then the album, the third album, which will be The Trip Across, will be the album cover.
Oh, awesome.
So your signature will be on.
On the album cover.
The album cover. And it'll cost you $10 and you get a CD with it. So,
hey,
something like that.
Nice.
You know? It pays the gas. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're an ingenious guy, I think.
I don't know what that is.
Well, you I think you do. you just know how to make it all work. You know, like you're doing the stuff you want to do and you're making it happen.
Yeah, finally. You know, finally. I mean, I hung my spurs up for quite a while and now I've put them back on, and it's time to roll.
Yeah.
You know, my children, my two beautiful daughters, they're doing well, and
They're grown up and on
their own.
They're
grown up ladies now, and they have children, and so it's time to have a little...
Time to have a little fun, kick up your heels and...
Kick up the heels and put the spurs on, eh?
Oh, that sounds great. I just bought a 1997 Volkswagen camper. So,
oh, yeah.
I have this image, too. I'm not quite there yet. I haven't hopped in and taken off, but that's somewhere in that image is doing that.
I've lived in them, and I have a 76. I think that's what it is. It's a 76 motorhome, but it's a great, great rig. I'm living in it now, and
Nice.
Fixing it up. I got a wood stove I'm putting in it, you know.
Really?
You'll have wood on the road. I mean, you know.
Wow.
Just be less dependent on other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so great.
Heat it, cook on it, whatever, and solar heating on the roof, right?
Yeah.
And of course I'm customizing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
Norman, you brought your guitar in.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I should bring it or not, but I did.
Do you want to do a live tune? Maybe something that's not on the CD.
This song here, I call it, I think I might name this album this too. It's called Christmas in a Phone Booth. On a hot day like today, it might cool us down.
Yeah.
Especially this room.
I know, that's too.
Well, it's Christmas in a phone booth. 1,000 miles from home. You're not here and I ain't there. I guess I'm here alone. I've been down and out since the geese went south, and it chills to the bone. Christmas in a phone booth, 1,000 miles from home. Now the streets are white, flashing lights, and everywhere a Christmas scene. The drummer boy's been banging away since Halloween. And there's a baby in a manger, soon to be abused. Christmas in a phone booth, 1,000 miles from you. Now the mission door swings open, the drummer boy just split down some haunted alley with his drumstick. And there'll be turkey with a blessing, leaves another turkey blue. Christmas in a phone booth, collect call home to you. Christmas in a phone booth, 1,000 miles from you.
Wow. That's you have an incredible storytelling approach. I love it. Oh, I love it.
Thank you very much.
There's a story to your guitar case too, Norman. I'd like to
it's an old Norman guitar case. You can see it on the highway at night, right? It isn't brown and it isn't black, as most guitar cases are. It comes from a Norman guitar case that I picked up at a pawn shop for $20, and my Gibson fits in it quite comfortably. I have an old J45 Gibson my brother gave me about 30 years ago, Adrian. So it fits comfortable in the Norman case, which my name is on it. So I just made this like checkerboard coloring on it so you can see it at night if I'm hitchhiking down the road, you know, trying to sell CDs on the side of the road instead of clams like I used to sell down home and rabbits. So now I'm selling CDs, so I guess we don't go too far from the tree.
It's colorful, like your personality. Like, I just find that it's really, it tells a story. If I saw you on the side of the road with that... with that guitar case in hand and your thumb out, I'd pick you up.
Well, that'd be good. I'd like to get a ride with you.
And I bet you it's gone for a number of rides and
it has, yeah,
vehicles that were unknown to it.
Yeah, it's been around. It really has. It's kind of looks like a Willie Nelson guitar, I guess.
It does. It's got its battle scars, which is nice. It adds to the beauty. And yeah, your
old
guitar strap. I commented on that the other day.
Yeah, that was made up in Fort Simpson by a friend of mine. She was the chief's wife up there, or is, I guess.
It's got, yeah, for those of you
Denny
who can't see it, it's got beautiful beadwork on it. It's a soft, is that like a doe skin or something?
That's moose.
Moose,
yeah,
it's moose.
That's moose,
okay.
Yeah, and that's Denny craftwork, the beadwork, made by Alphonsine Cazon in Fort Simpson.
Wow, it's really beautiful.
Yeah.
With a little bit of fringe on it too. My secret is that all my life,
yeah,
I've wanted one of those fringe jackets.
Oh,
and
they make the best.
I'm sure she would make the best.
Sure.
Yeah, it's still one of my. It's on my bucket list. How would I put it that way?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's beautiful. It's a beautiful piece of work.
It is. Yeah.
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 Yeah. It's such a joy to listen to your songs, Norman.
Thank you very much.
Are you
going to
be playing like anywhere?
I have a gig coming up at a place called Daily Grind. It's the 15th of June. That's on Somerset and Percy. So I'll be doing a gig there. And I haven't been really looking too much, you know. I like playing small venues or festivals, but I don't want to play the bar scene. I've done that.
Yeah.
And I really like Whispers, and
yeah,
I really like the Elmdale, because it's a nice, people listen to what you're doing, you know?
Oh, that's right. Greg Kelly's Open Stage. Is that what you're referring to? The Elmdale on Tuesdays,
On Tuesdays. It's a great venue, and there's some really
so
good
Mondays
talent.
You're at Whispers, and Tuesdays you're at the Elmdale.
Yeah, and I just discovered these places in the last 2 months, I guess it's been.
How long have you been in Ottawa?
Whew, off and on, I come in and out. I think I've probably totaled here about 6 years, 7 years maybe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised that I'm just meeting you now, and I'm so happy that I'm able to introduce you to our listening audience. And for those of you who've just tuned in, we're listening to Norman Doucette. I'm having a chat with him. He's got an album out called Some Mother's Son. It's just wonderful. The lyrics are amazing. You're working on your second, and you've already got the third sort of up there in the...
Yeah. Why stop now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a feeling that you've got stories that could keep us going for many years.
Yeah, I suppose I could, yeah.
Fun around a campfire?
Yeah, it's who's got the best story at the end of the day, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Angel with a Broken Heel.
Yeah, that's a powerful song. I had to, when I wrote that song, it again came pretty fast. It was looking for some wings, and it came fast. I think I wrote it in about, 20 minutes, I think, and I had to wipe the table off. Yeah, it's about a young lady that was prescribed these painkillers, and Oxycontin, as a matter of fact, and it's destroyed her life. They say addictive personalities. Well, I don't believe in that nonsense at all. Now they want to give heroin away free because it's cheaper than methadone. Well, I think if we put doctors on heroin, did see they have an addictive personality also. And this little girl here has suffered for it, and she's had to turn to the streets to supply her habit by prostitution and other things. So, yeah, it's pretty powerful. I know these people. I've lost a few friends through painkillers. So they are a bad drug, a very bad drug. Yeah.
So your song is kind of an homage.
Whatever that means, yeah.
Like it's...
Yeah, it's... Yeah, I mean, if you want to say something, it's best in a song, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of...
Yeah.
It's my protection, I guess, and it's my outlet. I'm not a politician. I don't want to be a politician. However, I got to say what's on my mind, too, in some capacity,
Yeah.
And it sort of comes out in music, I guess,
Yeah.
Maybe it's safe,
That's
a good
way.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good way to look
maybe,
at it.
Yeah.
Let's play the song from the CD.
It's just a song, right?
Yeah, well, It's not just a song, though. It is quite a message. We're going to play this song now. It's called Angel with a Broken Heel, and it's from Norman Doucette's album Some Mother's Son.
There's a cheap hotel with the curtains down on the seedy side of town. Well, the sun is gone, here comes a John for another round. And an angel with a broken heel is trying to take wing. Devil's got the oxy, Johnny gets his thing. Everybody thinks you're coming home. Everybody thinks you're coming home. Everybody thinks you're coming home. Now a chilly wind blows Christmas in, but every night's the same. Faces look the other way as if they've missed a train. And a skinny girl with a broken heel has a pain lingers on. Johnny holds the money, the Oxycontin's gone. Everybody thinks you're coming home. Everybody thinks you're coming home. Everybody thinks you're coming home. Now the sidewalk and the alley have a dirty winter snow. A red light screams and flashes and the cops run to and fro. And an angel with a broken heel lies cold upon the ground. Broken heels don't walk or feel or bring another round. Everybody thinks that you've gone home. Everybody says that you've gone home.
Again, you're listening to the Saturday Morning Show. I'm Pat Moore, and we're having a chat with Norman Doucette and his album, Some Mother's Son. It's just such a great album. Norman, it's really cool to know you a little and to listen to the words of your songs and your delivery. Wow, you've got a few write-ups, including, now it's Stomp and Tom said something to you. My father listened to your new CD, Some Mother's Son, and told me he liked it very much and says you are definitely on the right track. Your writing's very good, and he especially liked your message songs. Wow, he has a way with lyrics that make people think, and we sure need more of that today. What a great thing to get a well wish from Stomp and Tom Connors.
That's right. He's my hero. Yes. He's my hero. Yeah, my mom babysat him from time to time.
Really?
Yeah. I was from Tignish and PEI, and we were from Tignish, and he was just down the road at Skinner's Pond, and she remembers when he came in as an orphan and being taken care of.
Wow.
Yeah, so she has babysat him a few times, yeah.
Wow, that is so cool.
Yeah, you know, while somebody went out getting the Irish moss or digging clams or something, she'd be... Quahogs.
I have a bit of an Irish background myself with the name
right
Moore.
For sure you do.
I sure do, actually. But yeah. No, that's great. Norman, it's been such a pleasure.
Very much.
And I'm going to enjoy playing your songs on the radio, and I'm also going to look towards the fall and have you come in and do a house concert.
Thank you very
much.
I
occasionally have house concerts at my place.
And great. I'd be honored.
It would be really fun to have you there. Okay. I've got to hear more of these stories.
Right.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much, Pat.
Okay.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.